This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Qatar today witnessed the signing of a history-making peace agreement with the Taliban. The accord is aimed at ending more than 18 years of fighting in Afghanistan. It calls for the U.S. to shrink its troop level in Afghanistan from 13,000 to about 8,600, with the rest withdrawn in just over a year. Secretary Pompeo spoke with reporters.
Today is a historic day for the United States of America and the American people. Today we have taken a decisive step toward peace, real peace in Afghanistan.
The secretary also issued a warning.
If the Taliban do not uphold their commitments, President Trump and his team will not hesitate to do what we must do to protect American lives. If, on the other hand, the Taliban abide by their promises, the United States will undertake a responsible, conditions-based troop withdrawal.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani.
Our people can mark it as the time when our quest for sustainable and dignified peace moved from desirability to feasibility and credibility, both for the living generations and the future generations to come.
Under the agreement, Afghanistan is to release 5,000 Taliban prisoners, while the insurgents are forbidden to allow the launch of attacks against America or its allies from Afghan soil. Direct talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government will be the next step in the process. Defense Secretary Mark Esper addressed American troops in Afghanistan.
You all face a very significant challenge as we look to transition even more responsibility to our Afghan partners. Afghan is still a very dangerous place with multiple terrorist groups who would like nothing more than to spoil the ongoing efforts toward peace.
There is voting for a new parliament today in the Slovak Republic. The country's center-right parties are expected to unseat the scandal-tainted leftist Smer Party, which has been in power for more than a decade. The Ordinary People Party, led by Igor Matovic, is favored to perform the best at the polls.